Yeah, we're holding daf nun hey yom aleph on top. In the middle of the shalom, where we say ad the yad bichlal or ad the loyad bichlal. Last kash was again with toshma hadakin shabu klicheris. If you have a small klicheris, so lochri is first of all it was mekabel tumah, and now that it broke into pieces, so it depends hein bekakir seyim. It's the bottom of it, but after the same with the sides of it. If they could stand up, they could be used without anything else holding it up. So then it has a shiur from a kabel tumah. The top of the Gemara says, if son of Nunhei says, shiurim bechtei sichas katan, if this amount of a kli cheres could still hold, the amount of liquid, a small amount of liquid that you could use to make a sichas katan, to rub, to put over a katan, if they could hold, receive this much oil that you could rub on a small cotton, it's still royal kabel tumah. Now this was the yad lug. Only if the kli at the beginning was only up until the lug, then it's enough now that it broke into pieces that each piece could hold at least the size of the sichas cotton. So now my love doesn't mean to say lug kilamato, that if it could hold, if the kli first held a lug of shemen, it still has a lacha like less of it, as we say ad viyad bechlal, and now this kli could still be mekabel tumah, even though it's only mekabel sichas katan. So more says, no, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, look, it could be kilamalo, that if the kli first held the lug, then it has a bigger shear, and then these broken pieces is not enough to mekabel tumah if it could only hold amount of oil that you used to rub on a katan, but then it'll have to have more oil, like we'll soon see. Toshma will learn like this, that milug viyad saw. Let's say the kli at the beginning, this earthly kli, was able to first receive a lug of shemen, up until a saw's worth of shemen, and then it broke into pieces. So now each piece is only still called the kli from a kabel tumah, revius, if it could retain a revius of shemen. So again, my love doesn't mean to say saw is kilamato, that if the kli first was able to hold a saw's worth of shemen, still it would be a kabel tumah if it could receive now a revius. So you see, ad viyad bichlal. So Moses says again, Lloyd, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, saw kilamalo, that if this kli cheres first held a saw's worth of shemen enachnami, then it's kilamalo, and then it does not have the kabbalah's tumah with revius. It'll have to have a bigger shear, like we'll still learn. Because Toshma coming here, mi saw viyad sosayim. Let's say the kli cheres at the beginning was so big, was able to hold a saw's worth of shemen up until two saws. And now it broke into pieces. So now the locker is each piece is only mekabel tumah if it could receive the chatilug. It has to be able to receive at least the chatilug of shemen. So my love again, the diga doesn't mean to say sasayim kilamatum, that if the kli could hold the sasayim, it's also considered kilamatum, meaning that if the broken pieces could hold the chatilug, it would be mekabel tumah. So again, we see ad viyad bichlal. Mercer's letter starts of shot, I'll tell you again, it could be sasayim kilamalo, that the kli first was able to hold two saws worth of shemen, and economy, that's called the bigger shear. Then it's not the shear anymore, the chatilug, and you have to have a different shear. So it could be, there's no proof in these cases, it could always be ad, v'lo yad bichlal. So Mercer's question, no, we learn clearly, v'atani we learned, lug kilamato, that if the kli first was able to receive a lug of shemen, it has a look like a smaller shear. So see clearly when it says ad lug, it means ad viyad bichlal. When it says so, what's a look of so? Kilamato. So sayin kilamato. So it says clearly the brisa has a look of ad viyad bichlal. So of course, not like we learned before. So I'll tell you, hosom l'chumro. Over here, talk, these are chumras, dik aloha, to say when it's makabu tumra enough. L'chumro, we talk ago l'chumro. The Rashi says, Mishum hochir minabu ad viyad dechladas din lechumro. De metaminim lishvorim bishir zuto. We want to be metamo the broken pieces, even with a smaller bishir. So we go lechumro and echnami, then we say ad viyad dechlal. Rashi says, Abel Kisela, but now Mishum before Hilchas Treifus. O Kiyisad Rav Nachman. If he have a minabu ad viyad dechlal, have a kula. Over there, the word is said, Ad Viyad Bichlal, they were talking about how big it would have to be to first make it a trefa. But anything less than that is not a trefa. To tell me, Ad Kiyisra means even if Kiyisra is also Lekula, then you'd be going Lekula to say the animal is still kosher. Lekula we don't say. It's only Lekula we say Ad Viyad Bichlal, but not Lekula. Why the Gemara says the Yomer Bahuam Rabbi Yechanan calls Shurich Hachomeli Hachmir. Whenever the Chavim use his say Shurim, they always mean to be Machmir with their Shurim. Therefore, the Shurim, we have to go to Chumra both ways. Chus Mikagris Shalk Samim Lokil. The only time we have a kul is that of the loch of a kesim. If an isha finds a spot of dam on a begodim, so there it's only a tumim midrabanim, and there we say how big does the spot of dam has to be? It has to be the size of a kagris. Less than that, we're totally to say that it's only dam kino. It's only dam of an ant that was there. But once the size of the dam is bigger than a gris, then we say lechumra. So the attack is the kul. If you find the size of a kagris, she's still tall. She only becomes tummy if you find the dam on a beggar the size of a gris and bigger, size of a bean, bigger than a bean. That's what it says again, the chutz mit gris shok samim lohokil. That one shear goes lakula, because there the whole din of samim is only mit rabbanin. But usually when the rabbanin makes shurim, they always go lakumra. Now, dekanam, I bring you proof also, we just said, that we said before, that ad v'yad b'chla, that's only lakumra. To make things more tummy. Why the Tony Lord says over here that he Chamisha Kilomala, it says clearly that the string was 5 tefachim long, so he said then it is Mikabutuma. So it's talking about the Mikabutuma, it says Kilomala, it has a Shir Kilomala, it doesn't say it's a Kula. And when it says Asoro, it says over there is Kilomata, it's also Mikabutuma. We have before the string, that the string is sticking out from the bed, if it's 5 tefachim until 10 tefachim, then it is Mikabutuma. It's either go lechumra both ways. Lechumra is called ad v'yad b'chlal, but not lekula. Lekula we do not say ad v'yad b'chlal. And that's the maskona. Yes, as the Mishnah said, nitl hatchol, if the spleen was taken out, so the Mishnah says still it's k'sherin. Omer Rav Avira mishmei derava leshona. When do we learn that it's still kosher? El nitl, only if the whole spleen was taken out. Avon nikiv, but if the hole was made into the spleen, that's a treifa. That's worse. A hole is worse. A hole makes him for treifa. Yeah. So, more says than this, Mosiv Rabbi Yosi Baravim, the Tema Somse Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. It says, Choytech mi'uber shevimeyeho. Somebody cuts out from the uber that's inside the stomach. Actually says, it means Choytech mi'uber shevimeyeho habehema. You did not take it out. In other words, you stuck your hand, you put your hand inside the womb of the animal, and you cut part of the uber off, and you left it inside. So, chotech miuba shemeyeh, muta viachila. You still not eat it. Rashi says, muta eva viachila. Venita bishchitas, and you shech the mother, so those pieces inside the stomach are still muta. Kyuba rachos like the uber itself. And we'll have the psukum later from Mikol bebehema teichlu. Anything inside the mother, when you make a shechita on the mother, anything inside it becomes muta. If it's still inside, it's kosher. You took out? That's no good then. You can eat it, even menachai. You took it out before the shechita, it's no good. We were talking about you cut a piece off and you left it inside. Just you cut it off, but you left it inside. So you make a shechita, it becomes kosher. That's called chaytuch miyubashir meyeh, muta viachila. What about min hatchilas he cut off from the spleen of the thing, of the animal itself? When min hakloyis he cut off from the kidneys of the animal, then also be achila. You're not allowed to eat the tchil and the kloyis. If you cut them off from the animal, that you can't eat them. Even though they're still inside, after the shechit you can't eat them. But mashma behema gufa sharia. But mashma the behema itself is muta. Shashi min hatchil min hakloyis. Shabbim, if you cut off from the animal itself, its spleen or its kidneys, as after pish lohitzi, hachtich, you didn't take it out, so it's also bachilo. Because that's called even menachai. You're in a psukim over there, from the animal itself, you don't have the seta. Yeah. As a mekoma kashamina minor, the yatzma shal ya'afagav the nechtach menachal, he cut off a piece of the spleen. So lechur, if you tell me now a neck, if you have a hole there, it's a trefer, so if you cut off part of the spleen, it should also make it for trefer. So how come it's mashmi, it's still kosher? Samara says no. Who would they not tell you that the evil behemah nami asira? It could be no. In this case, even the animal also type is also to eat. Rashi says, why the chomer nikov v'nechtach minito? We just said, because Even if you take out the whole spleen, it's not a trefer. You just make a neck of a hole there, or cut off a piece of the spleen, that's worse, that makes it for trefer. So really the behemoth itself also was also. Just I did the Tony Rashi, it says in the ratio. Muta Be'achila, it says in the first case, is we cut off from the uber, from the baby inside there, calls him on its ear, still inside his kosher. So Mela says over here, Tony Nami Sefer also Be'achila. It says in the Sefer that the pieces you cut off is also Be'achila. But really, who are in the animal now becomes a trefer. So yes, you go inside the animal and you cut off part of its spleen, that could be that makes the animal for trefer. So not only is the part of the spleen also teeth, but all animals also teeth. That's one teretz. If you boy some another teretz could be, if you boy same, I'll tell you, nikiv l'chud, v'nechtach l'chud, n'ishin es akasha. It's only a nikiv, a hole, that makes it for trefer. But I tell you, if you cut off a piece, could be that's worse, it's better. If you cut off a whole piece, that's not a trefer. Right, we're supposed to know on the next side, you can't ask kashas on trefers. Certain things make it for trefers, certain things don't. So it could be in a chanami, if you cut off a whole piece, that doesn't make it for trefer. But just the neck of a hole that goes through it, that wouldn't make a trefer. Then the Mishnah says, nitpura klois. If you took out the kidneys of the animal, also it's still kosher. Omar rochish papopo. Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav, that loksa bakuya. Let's say the animal got sick. Loksa. Rashi says it means chagoyim malaya mugla, is full of pus. It got infected. The kidneys became infected. So loksa b'ku yachas, one of the kidneys became infected, trefer. That's also called a trefer. And Rashi says, avadi means a kosh kreim mishnim, avadi if two kidneys became infected. But even if one kidney became infected, that's a trefer. So Mora says, Ami b'arov, and that's all they say, v'u d'makyu l'kus, it has to be that this infection goes, Lemokoim charitz.